This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Great Lakes scientists are concerned about possible federal budget cuts affecting their work. The fate of federal spending next year on Great Lakes research is still foggy, but the potential of less money to study water pollution and other issues has some scientists speaking up. Chuck Kornbach reports.
Congress has started to reverse some of President Trump's budget plans announced a few months ago for the Great Lakes. It now looks like the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative won't be zeroed out, and neither will the Sea Grant program. But it's a little too early to say for sure about possible smaller cuts. Scientists are also concerned about potential trimming to research funded by the Environmental Protection Agency and other federal departments. Scientists like UW-Milwaukee's Sandra McClellan. McClellan dumps a bucket of water she's just pulled from the Lake Michigan Harbor in Milwaukee. The professor of freshwater sciences and her students take a lot of samples from the lake. McClellan says her team is typically looking for bacteria.
What we really want to know is what is the load of these bacteria from the city when it rains? The storm water, leaking sewage, sometimes when it's really severe, combined sewer overflows.
Some of McClellan's work has been federally funded as the UW-Milwaukee research vessel, the Niske, moved across the harbor. She was asked what studies would be slowed or harmed if research money was cut.
I don't even know where to start.
McClellan then talked about work she's done to reduce pollution at Milwaukee beaches. The studies are entering a new phase looking at the source of harmful bacteria.
So we have an experiment deployed now up the shoreline at a secret location buried with E. coli. And we're going to see who's the last guy standing and what's the genetics of those E. coli.
Other researchers at the UW-Milwaukee say they also worry about plans to take away federal dollars. Professor Harvey Bootsma says cuts might delay a scientific analysis of whether there are proper limits on phosphorus going into Lake Michigan. He says agencies like the Wisconsin DNR are trying to decide what level of the chemical is right to provide more food for fish, but not adding to harmful algae.
We don't quite have the answer to that yet. And it may be that you can't do both of those completely to your satisfaction. You may have to find some compromise there.
According to a supporter of federal budget cuts, a middle ground is all he wants. Sterling Burnett of the Illinois-based Heartland Institute says the Trump administration isn't trying to stop science funding, but Burnett says Washington has to start reducing debt and deficits.
We have to tighten our belts, and that means the federal government has to get back to its core responsibilities. And you won't find energy mentioned in the Constitution. You won't find environment mentioned in the Constitution. You'll find national defense.
Burnett says it may be time for states like Wisconsin to step up spending on Great Lakes research. But UW-Milwaukee Freshwater Sciences Assistant Dean Eric Leaf says that doesn't seem likely.
Increasingly, we're seeing, for example, departments of natural resources shrinking or losing their scientists.
Leaf also says the Great Lakes are an international body of water, and it's up to national governments in the U.S. and Canada to fund most of the studies. The budget discussions will resume next month when Congress returns to Washington. But even programs that might escape a big slicing this year are gearing up for several years of battle. Moira Harrington is with Sea Grant.
I think we fully expect in every year of this remaining administration to see this sort of, you know, attack on any kind of environmental science program.
Harrington says Sea Grant and other agencies will just have to have faith in their mission and be prepared to prove their value to elected officials. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.